drummer Vic Stevens will be joining us in just a couple minutes. But first, this is the opener off the new Mistaken Identities disc titled If People Could Talk. This is the track Peace. Vic Stevens joins us right on the other side. Vic Stevens, Mistaken Identities. And that was the track right there titled Peace. Joining us in our studios tonight, the man, the myth, the legend, Vic Stevens. How are you, buddy?
I'm great, man.
I'll tell you, it's a great disc. It's one of my favorites of the summer.
Thank you.
Now, that track, Peace, you know, give us a little insight on it.
Well, the Peace Piece.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Peace Piece.
Was really kind of inspired from my drives between... Colorado and LA.
Mm-hmm.
Because just the scenery from the openness, and also the kind of the sunrises and sunsets that happened there were just beautiful.
Timeless.
It really was.
Yeah.
And they inspired a lot of the record, actually.
Yeah, and you were out there for a couple of years. Did all the ideas from this album come from being out there, or I mean, was anything brought back home?
No, everything was there from being in Colorado and LA. Yeah.
Yeah. And nonetheless, I mean, like, we got a lot to talk about. We got the next hour here on this album, and that track there featured, of course, the man thing himself, Mr.
Yeah,
Michael Manring. Yeah, he's such a sweetheart. And of course, one of my favorite keyboardists, Dimitris Pappas.
Yeah.
What a player.
Yeah, D's great. He's my boy.
Yeah. We're gonna talk more about this album in a bit, but how would you compare this one to your previous two projects?
I think the writing has matured.
Yeah.
From this and the previous one, No Curb Ahead, which I really enjoyed and did well. But I really focused on my writing and tried to elaborate more as a writer than just writing pieces that a drummer would just play solos over.
Mm-hmm. And as you said prior to us coming on the air, I mean, you did a lot of keyboards on this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been playing keys for years, but I never really took it to the next level.
Yeah. Yeah. You pulled in Michael Manring, obviously, who you're no stranger to. You know, all the albums you guys did with McGill, Manring, Stevens. Also, as we mentioned, Dimitris Pappas, Alex Domshot. Am I saying his name correctly?
Yeah.
Also, Hector Rosado, Ken Geoffrey.
Is
that right? Yeah, on sax. And a cameo from Percy Jones on this. What was it like doing it your way this time with these guys?
I think I had a little bit more maturity in the producing it realm of things, and really knew where I wanted to go with it.
Right.
And feeling comfortable with these guys where I could, you know, pool all the influences that they had and also my ideas that I knew that they could be conveyed to the music.
Yeah. And for those of you online tonight, you can check out the Dreambox Media website. It's at dreamboxmedia.com. And of course, you can check out Vic Stevens' website. It's at vicstevens.com, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. And we got a lot to talk about, a lot to cover, but, you know, there's some personal favorites on this album. And, you know, it's almost like I don't want to wait and I want to play this track because this one here, and even one of my listeners agreed last Saturday night that, you know, there's a strong, I want to say a Pat Metheny feel on this track, but it just, it works so well, and there's so many hidden secrets in this track that you really have to listen for. And the sonic dynamics of it are phenomenal. The track is called Circle. Can you tell us a little bit about it before I put it on here?
Well, Circle really is, the title is about the tune because it's an evolution of three cyclic moves in a chromatic sense.
Yeah.
And each cycle builds.
Mm-hmm.
And hidden inside each cycle is, which the tune is basically in seven,
mm-hmm.
With a release in a 4/4 time.
Right.
But inside of all of that are hidden time signatures
with
the percussion instruments.
Yeah. And like I said, I mean, you have quite an array of musicians on this, and the way it all comes together, there's like so many different layers to this.
Yeah.
It's really great stuff. And this features Michael Manring, as we stated earlier, Dimitris, also Alex, and Ken Geoffrey. It's one of my favorites off the album. I mean, the whole album's great, but this one here is very haunting. This one here is called Circle. Vic Stevens in studio with us. Open up the fog lines here at 609-894-8900. to send that one out to Jody listening to us out there in Thoroughfare, New Jersey, in that track called Circle. Memories of Ocean City. Great track, man. Good stuff. Now, as you mentioned, we were talking about it earlier. You've done a lot. You recently recorded with Andreas Holberg.
Yeah.
And you really seemed to enjoy that. I mean, you seemed really upbeat about that. That was a lot of fun.
It was a great experience, and he's so talented.
Yeah.
There were some really talented players on that, too. Great keyboard players.